Brazil is preparing for one of the most significant shifts in its digital asset tax regime to date, as lawmakers and financial regulators advance plans to expand taxation and strengthen oversight of cryptocurrency transactions. The proposals under discussion in the National Congress would bring international crypto operations within the scope of the federal IOF tax, a move that could reshape the regulatory landscape for investors and crypto service providers. At present, crypto assets are exempt from the Imposto sobre Operações Financeiras, which applies broadly to other financial transactions. Gains on cryptocurrency investments are currently taxed at a flat rate of 17.5%. Regulators argue that adding crypto operations, particularly stablecoins, to the IOF structure would close a loophole that allows these assets to function as alternative payment methods without facing the tax obligations imposed on more traditional foreign exchange transactions. The Federal Revenue Service is working to reinforce the tax architecture to prevent stablecoins from undermining established currency channels. CARF to streamline crypto compliance alongside the potential IOF changes, Brazil is moving to refine the reporting and monitoring of digital transactions through the adoption of CARF. The system is expected to bring Brazil closer to international standards for tax transparency and is intended to strengthen enforcement in the fast-growing decentralized finance sector. Authorities believe that more structured reporting mechanisms are essential for combating tax evasion and improving the integrity of the crypto market. Central Bank preparing new oversight rules beginning in February 2026. The Brazilian Central Bank will introduce new regulatory requirements for crypto service providers. The reforms reflect global trends toward tighter supervision of digital asset activities and are aimed at preventing criminal misuse of cryptocurrencies. Central Bank Governor Gabriel Galipolo has highlighted the need for stronger controls, noting the rising association between digital assets and illicit activity. The forthcoming rules are designed to promote a more transparent and orderly marketplace that aligns with international expectations. Smaller crypto firms face market pressure. Large financial institutions are preparing for the changes, but smaller crypto platforms may face significant challenges. Increased compliance and operational costs could force some companies to consolidate or exit the market. Regulators hope that stricter oversight will lead to better consumer protection and improved governance across the sector. However, the pressure created by new anti-money laundering standards and reporting rules poses serious risks for smaller businesses that may struggle to absorb higher regulatory expenses. Potential model for global digital asset taxation. Brazil's evolving approach is drawing international attention and could become a template for other countries seeking consistent rules for digital asset taxation. The push to standardize compliance procedures through CARF reflects a broader shift among global regulators toward coordinated efforts to counter financial crime and tax evasion in the cryptocurrency space. Brazil's multi-layered reform effort signals a fundamental change for investors, service providers, and policymakers. As the country moves toward a more comprehensive regulatory regime, market participants will need to stay alert to new tax obligations and compliance expectations. Brazil's experience may offer valuable lessons as jurisdictions around the world confront the challenges of governing digital assets. For any questions, clarifications, feedback, or contributions regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We welcome your input and are dedicated to delivering accurate, timely, and insightful tax news. All inquiries will be handled confidentially in accordance with our privacy policy.